on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis with the new Perek and Mishnah. Zak Mishnah Tful Yoyim Umechusak Yipurim Einen Chalkin the Kaddishim Lechol Li'er. A Tful Yoyim is a Tamadik Akayin who already immersed himself in the mikveh removing the Tumah. However, the Torah tells us that he is not considered totally pure until the sun sets, until there is Hair of Shemesh. And incidentally, the Avni Nazar explains the concept of Hair of Shemesh in the sense that when a person does a chait, a roishim of that chait, a sign of that chait, remains with him, even after his immersion in the mikveh. After he goes through the physical process of tshuva, the roishim of the chait is still there. There are certain concepts of chait which only disappear in time, only disappear in sort of a period where the person can show, even after he immersed himself in the mikveh, he is determined to maintain that purity. And therefore, it isn't until Hair of Shemesh, until the sun sets of the day that he goes to the mikveh, that he is fit to eat kach. So once again, the Tful Yoyim, Michusak Yipurim is like a Zav or a Mitzayra that did not bring his carbon yet. Einan Chaylkin Bekadashim Lechol Li'erev. They cannot be Mekabel a Chaylik of the Karbanis to eat it in the evening when they will be permitted to eat. Now it's mashm over here that the Michusak Yipurim also has to have Hair of Shemesh. It would seem even after the Zav or Mitzayra bring their carbon, they cannot accept a portion in the kachim because they are not permitted to eat the kachim until Hair of Shemesh. Taisus, however, maintains, and Taisus brings many rayas to this. This is the long Taisus over here starting on this sum and extending to Amud Aleph. Taisus maintains that the Mechusak Yipurim and the concept of evening have absolutely nothing to do with each other. What the Mishnah stresses about Li'erev, that refers to the Tful Yoyim. He is the one who already titled himself and is waiting for the evening to be able to eat. The Zav and the Metzayra already were tabled themselves, and they already had their Hair of Shemesh. They are just awaiting opportunity to bring their karbanos, their respective karbanos. The Mishnah is just saying in regard to them that before they bring those karbanos, they may not receive a share in the kachim, even though they would have the opportunity after receiving that share to bring the karbanos and therefore be qualified to eat it. In order to receive a share, you have to be qualified at that point. Zak the Mishnah Vata, Einin, Noigeya, he may touch Hegdish, but the Ainim Makrev, he is not permitted to be Makrev of the Karbanos. A Kayan who lost one of his close relatives is chayv to be Mesabel on them. He enters into the mourning period, and on the day of the death, he is called an Ainim. This is Minatayra. Once the day is over, that night, or even many days afterwards before the Kura, he is then considered an Ainim Midrabana. An Einein is prohibited to eat kachim. However, he is permitted to touch the kadashim. He isn't considered like a person that's tamei, who may not touch kadashim. However, he cannot be makar of the karbanos. Memela, as explained previously, in regard to the Tful Yoyim and the Mechusak Yipurim, the Einein Chaylik Lechol Yeref. He may not take a chaylik in the basar of the karbanos today in order to eat it in the evening. Although in the evening he will no longer be an Ayin Midiuraisa. But as explained beforehand, you have to be able to be qualified to eat kachim at the time that you're receiving the shear. You cannot receive the shear as a person disqualified to eat kachim, although your qualification is just around the corner. Zakta Mishnah Vaita, Bali Mumen, Kehanim with blemishes. Bain Bali Mumen Kfu, and it makes no difference if the blemishes are permanent. Bain Bali Mumen Oivin, or they're just temporary. They are the types of Mumen that are going to heal. Despite that, Cholkin the Oichlan. They are permitted to receive their shears and kachim and to eat it. The Gemara is going to explain why. The only thing Bali Mumen cannot do, have a loy makriven. They are not permitted to be makriv any karbanos. V'chol she'enei roi li avayda, any kind that is not roi to do the avayda, enei chaylik bebas. Now, of course, this contradicts what we just said about Bali Mumen, because we just said Bali Mumen cannot do the avayda, but they are permitted to receive a share and eat kachim. So the Gemara is going to explain this. The Mishnah concludes, v'chol she'enei bebas or ein loy be'oyres. Any kohen that is not qualified to receive the chelik in the actual meat of the carbon cannot receive the chelik of the skins. Afilu tami b'shas zrikas dana. Even a kohen that was tami at the time that they sprinkled the blood of the carbon, the tar b'shas hekter chalavin, and in the interim, he immersed himself in the mikvah and Hair of Shemesh came, so at the time of hekter chalavin he is already roi, still ain't a chelik b'basar. He cannot receive the chelik of this meat, because a kohen does not receive the chelik of the basar of the karbanos unless he was tired from the beginning of the Zrikas Adam all the way through until the Hekter Chalavim. Shanema, because the Pasuk says, only Hamakriv is Dam Hashlamim, the Yasachel of the Me'arim, only the Kain that is royal is Zrikas Damim and for the Akhtar of the Amorim, He is the one that will receive a portion, the Shaykh Yamin, of course, the right side. And this pasuk clearly tells us only the kohen that was roi to be makir of the carbon, to be makir the carbon, only he is entitled to the matnes kohuna and to the chelik of the basra of the kach. Frek the Gemara is going out to the top of Tzadik Tesmer out. But not anymore. How do we know this, that there are so many restrictions to a kohen even receiving his share of kach? Amarish Lakish, the Yamakra, because the pasuk says, HaKayin HaMechati Oysa Yechlana, the kohen that does the avayda, he eats it. Kohen HaMechati Yechl, only the kohen that does the avayda, he can eat it. Sheena Mechati, the kohen that does not do the avayda, Eina Yechl, he cannot eat it. That's how Lechayr, the Pasht, the Pshat, and the pasuk would indicate. Now the Shlakish himself continues the discussion. And he asks, the Klaluhu, but can we say this is a rule? That only the kohen that actually does the avayda, only he can eat the kachin? The service of the kohanim was, as we know, split into 24 shifts, with approximately 2 weeks for every shift of kohanim, with the exception of Yomim Tovim, where all shifts of kohanim would work. But akopanim, only one kohen actually does the avayda. And the entire shift of kohanim, even though they were in Zayeg the Dam, can eat the karban. Therefore, the Shlakish continues, Pshat, the Pasuk, must be Rau Yulachitu Karmina. Any kohen that is Rau to do the Avaida, HaKohen HaMechatiya, so the kohen that can, that is qualified to do the Avaida, he is the one that is permitted to eat the Kach. But that also presents a problem. Hare Kata, what about the small kohen? He's possible for the Avaida, because the Pasuk says, Ish Mizaracha L'Dayraisa, so it has to dafka the Ish, not a small child. He is not right to do the Avaida, and despite that the Eichel is permitted to eat Kachin, because the Gemara dashes in the Nachitz, Ish ki Achit, that the Ish can be Chaylik, but the Katan doesn't receive a shear for himself. So it's Mashma, the Katan doesn't receive a shear. But he can eat his father's shear. There's only an Isra of Chalukah, no Isra of Achila. Elamayich Lena. So what does the Pasuk mean when the Pasuk says the Makayin HaMechatai Siyachlena, only the Kayin that does the Avaida, he may eat it? We have clearly established that it's Labdafka the actual Kayin that does the Avaida, and it's Labdafka a big Kayin, even a cotton, that can't do the Avaida, can eat it. Elama Yechlena, what does Yechlena mean? It must mean Yechalkena. And what the Pasuk means to say is as follows. Roy Lechitui, the Kayin that is Roy to do the Avaida, Chaylik. He receives a share for himself in the Kachin. The kohen that is not right to do the avayda, like the tful yain, the mechus kippurim, the einin mentioned in the Mishnah, they don't receive a share in the kach. If the pasuk is so clear about this, that only the kohen that can do the avayda, only he receives a share for himself, then we don't have to look very far to come to a kasha. Hare balmum, we have the balmum, the kohen with the blemish. The Einai Roy Lechitoi, he is not Roy Lechitoi, he can't do the Avaida, and despite that, this very Mishnah teaches us that the Chaylik, he does receive a share in the Kachin. And for the Gemara, you're right. Baal Mum should fall into the category of any kind that is not Roy to do the Avaida, should not receive a share in the Kachin. But Baal Mum, Rachman Ravye, there is a special Gzeres Akasif to teach me, Kal Zachar Bakayhanim, every single Zachar Bakayhanim. And the Rabbis, Baal Mum, this teaches me, even a Baal Mum. So granted, you're right. From the other pasuk, we should say that only the kohen that is roi to do the avayda, only he receives a shear, and a balmum should not receive a shear. But there's a special gzeres akasiv of kol zachar to be marba balmum that he does receive a shear. Zeik the Gemara, the pasuk doesn't say every balmum receives a shear. The pasuk says kol zachar, every male, every kohen male receives a shear. So you're marba balmum. But mihecha teisa, the pasuk is referring to a balmum. The aim, the kol zachar, the rabbi's tful yain. Maybe the kol zachar is teaching me that every zachar b'chayanim is entitled to a shear in kachin. Even the tful yain, even the kohen that's still awaiting hayav shemesh. And for the gemara, mistavra the svari is balmum havelim rabuye. It should be ma'abra the balmum. Why? Shekin oichal. Because the balmum is much more in the parasha. He is permitted to eat the kachin. The tful yain cannot eat until hayav shemesh. Therefore, if the pasuk is ma'abra anyone, that he could be chaylik, it should be the balmum. If you're looking for Svaris who is more in the parasha, he should be the kind that we should be ma'abe from this ribui adarabe. I'll tell you a Svara that tful yoyim have a little buye. We should be ma'abe tful yoyim that he received the shear. Why? Dil yoyim to nechse chazi. You just said before that the key to being entitled to a share of conscience is the ability to do the avodah. The Baal Mum, if he's a Baal Mum Kfuah, will never be able to do the avodah. Mashenkin that full yaim is just several hours away from doing the avodah. Once Harav Shemesh comes, he's roi. The avodahs that are going to be done even this very evening, like Hector Chalavim, can be done by this full yaim. So l'chayda, we should be mad at him. That the Pasuk says, Kol Zachar B'Kayhanim, if he's only a few hours away, then he could already receive a share in the Kachet. And for the Gemara and Chanan. In this regard, the Tful Yoyim is more in the Pasha than the Baal Mum is, because in the evening he will be Roy. But Hashtami Yoholei, we have to look at what is now, not at the future, regardless of how close the future is. The fact is, the way we are standing at this point, at the time that Kayhanim are receiving their share in the Kachet, the Baal Mum has more shaykhus to this than the Tful Yoyim does, because the Tful Yoyim can either do the Avaida or eat the Kachet. And the Baal Mum is permitted to eat the kachem. Therefore, if the Pasuk is marba anyone for the Chalukah, we say he is marba the Baal Mum. Rav Yosef says, it's mashma from the Pasuk that we're marba the Baal Mum and not the Tful Yoyim. We don't need these svaras. Because Mechdi, let us see. The Pasuk says, Kayin amechata yaisa, only the Kayin that does the Avaida, Yechalena, only he eats. So we ask the Kasha, what about the cotton? He doesn't do the Avaida, and he does eat. So we say, it must mean, HaKoyin HaMechati Yaisa, not he is the one that eats, but he is the one that receives a share. Ma Yechlana, what does Yechlana mean? It must mean, because we see the cotton eats, so it must mean Yechokena. Only the Koyin that actually does the Avaida, or that is right to do the Avaida, he is the one that is entitled to a share. Ayvazai, why does the Pasuk have to be so vague? Why does the Pasuk have to say, HaKoyin HaMechati Yaisa Yechlana? And we have to go dashing that this Yechlana means Yechokena, not Yechlana. Let the Torah outright say, HaKoyin HaMechata Yaisa, the Koyin that is right to do the Avaida, he receives a shear. Ma Yechalena, why go right Yechalena when you mean Yechalkena? Shmamina, so we see from here that there's an underlying message. Royally Achila Chaylik, the Koyin that is royally Achila, the Koyin that is permitted to eat right now, even though he can't do the Avaida, he receives a shear. She ain't a royal yachila, the Kayan that is not royal yachila, even though he may be royal in a few hours from now, ain't a chaylik, he does not receive a share, meaning that the Baal Mum who is royal yachila receives a share, and the Tful Yoyim who is not royal yachila doesn't receive a share. So Lamaskana, we're saying two things. That in order for a Kayan to be entitled to his own share in the Kachet, he has to meet two qualifications. He has to be qualified to do the Avaida, and he has to be qualified to eat Kachet. There is, however, one exception. From the Pasuk Kol Zachar, we see the Pasuk is implying that there is somebody who may not meet both of these qualifications, but is still roi to receive a share. And we are sure that this somebody is the Baal Mum, being that the Lashon of the Pasuk is HaKoyin HaMechata Yaisa Yechlena. So the Pasuk is giving us the message over here that the Koyin that is permitted to eat Kachem, he is the one you should be marba. Even though he is not roi to do the Avaida, but if he can eat Kachem, then be my man. Now many of the Yechayim ask, how can the Gemara just start off by asking Manani Mili, how do we know any of this? That the Kohen has to be Roi for Achila or for Akrav in order to be able to eat from the Kachem, in order to receive a share in the Kachem? And we come up with a new Pasuk of a Kohen HaMechati Yaisa. We had a Pasuk in the Mishnah. That HaMakav is Dam HaShlamim, only the Kohen that is Makav is Dam HaShlamim, Lo Yisiyah Shoyk HaYamin Lamana. So first of all, why does the Gemara ask Menohani Mili when the Mishnah gives us Beferish the Pasuk? And to make matters worse, in the Gemara's Teretz, we make no reference to this Pasuk at all. The Pasuk that is Beferish in our Mishnah. Now even though the Rebbeinu Tam is not Goyis the Pasuk in the Mishnah, but he's not Goyis it for different reasons. So the Yechayim explained that the Pasuk HaMakav is Dam HaShlamim, Lo Yisiyah Shoyk HaYamin, would not be complete as far as what we need. First of all, the complete pasuk is HaMakav is Dam HaShlamim, that's a chaylev of Nei Aharon, he should be able to eat. Now, Makav is Dam HaShlamim means the Zrik of Adam. Yes, a chaylev means the Hekta Chalav Meivim, which is at night. So we can very easily say that Pshat in this pasuk is, he has to be Roy either during the time of the Zrika, or he has to be Roy at night. Which means that even though he was a Tful Yoyim during the day, at the time that they were Zrik the Dam, if he's Roy for the Hekta Chalav Meivim, then it's all right. Therefore, this pasuk would not tell me that a Tful Yoyim is possible. So we get somewhat of a general idea from this pasuk that the kohen has to be roi in one way or another to avoid it before he's entitled to a share. But as far as the specifics are concerned, the Gemara asks Minu Hani Mili, where do we see concretely that a tful yayim is possible to receive a share? And therefore we have to use the next pasuk the Gemara brings. This teretz is answered by the Tzayin Kadoshim and by the Sefer Chaknasa. What happens if we have a Balmon who, along with his problems of being a Balmon, is also Tame? Now, what is the Allah Shechal Kuloi? Does he receive a share in the Kach? Now, what are the arguments over here? One argument is, Kivan Deloi Chazi. The fact is, the Torah gave us two requirements. One, that he has to be royally Avaida. The other, that he has to be royally Achila. Now, the Balmon doesn't meet the requirements, because he's not royally Avaida. Despite that, for some reason or another, the Torah lifted the Balmum above the guidelines. He does not have to meet the necessary requirements. Therefore, I could argue, once the Torah says he doesn't have to meet the guidelines, so Laishna, it shouldn't make a difference if he's Tame or not. Mali Balmum, Imali Balmum Vahu Tame. If he's a, that's the Gersh and the Bach. In other words, as far as the guidelines are concerned, he has to be royally Avaida and royally Achila. If you're lifting him over the requirement of being royally Avaida, so you're saying for some reason the Balmum does not have to meet any of the requirements. But Mele, even if it's Tame, even if he doesn't meet the second requirement, I should still say that for some reason the Balmum can always receive a share in the Kach. Idilma, or perhaps, royally Achila Chaylik, Shein royally Achila Eina Chaylik. The fact of the matter is, Enachanami, there are two requirements. Royally Avaida and royally Achila in order to receive a share in the Kachin. And Enachanami, the Torah was mad by the Balmum, the Torah lifted him over the first requirement of having to be Roy to do the Avaida, but the Torah never exempted him from the second requirement of being royally Achila. And therefore, if the Balmum is royally Achila Enachanami, then he receives a share. But if he happens to be Tame now, and he's not royally Achila, then he should be no better than any other Kayan who is Tame. Zakta Gemara, Amar Abba, Tashma. We learned that Kain Gadol Makriv Oinein, however, the Einei Eichel, the Einei Chaylik Lecholi Er. The Pasuk says in regard to the Kain Gadol, Li Avid Ul Imai Lo Yitama, Umin Amigdash Lo Yetze, the Kain Gadol does not have to leave the Avaida, even in the event that his parents passed away on that very day. We learn from this that this is Bedafka the Kain Gadol. However, another Kain that does the Avaida, while being an Einen, his Avaida is automatically Mechulelis. So once again, let us look at the words of the Braisa. Kayan Gadol Makravainen. He can be Makravainen. So in a sense, the Torah exempted the Kayan Gadol from the normal guidelines of Avaida. The normal guidelines state that an Einen cannot do the Avaida. The Kayan Gadol can do the Avaida. However, despite that, the Einei Eicholi is not permitted to eat Kachin. The Einei Chaylik Lecholi Erev. He doesn't get his share for the evening, because when the evening comes, he will no longer be an Einen. Aninus Midiraisa lasts only until the evening. So here we have the perfect answer to our shaila. We have here a case of somebody that is royally avoided, or in a way we also have somebody who is exempted from the normal disqualifications of avoided. The Kohen Gadol can do the avoided even though he is an oinein. Despite that, he does not receive a share in kachin because he is not royally achila. Shmamina concludes the Gemara, we see clearly, royally achila be'ina. If you're not royally achila, you simply don't receive a share, regardless of what the Torah exempts you as far as the Avaida is concerned. Shemamina, so indeed it's a good raya for the Balmum. Even though the Torah exempted him from the requirement of being royally Avaida, if he's not royally achila, because he happens to be Tamei, then he will not receive a share in Kach. Bayavashia. Tamei b'kabana sibra mao shiachal kulay. Let's say we have a kain who is Tamei. He already titled himself, he's waiting for Erev Shemesh for the sun to set. As soon as the sun sets, he will be tar. Now today, before the sun sets, we were makriv a carbon sibur. Karbani sibur are nikravim even though the sibur is tummy. If the entire sibur is tummy, we pass kintumma hutcha b'tzibur, and we will still be makriv the carbon. So in a sense, it's possible for a tummy dekakayan to do the avaida with karbani sibur. Therefore, we could consider a Tamei Dekakayin as far as Karbanis Sibur are concerned, royally Avaida. Now Rashi points out, we're referring over here to Karbanis Sibur, the Tar Dekakayanim or Makav. Because if Tamei Dekakayanim or Makav the Karban Sibur, then nobody eats it. But let's say we have Karbanis Sibur, the Tar Dekakayanim or Makav. So now people are receiving shears in their kachin. Do we consider a Tamei Dekakayin royally Avaida because technically it is possible for him to be Makav a Karban Sibur? And the Gemara explains both arguments. Mi aminan do we say, Hamechata Yom Rahmana? The Torah says it has to be a kind that is royally avoided, v'yihainani mechatehu. And this kind is roy to do this avoided. If all of the tzibur were tamei, he could be one of the kahanim that are being mak of the kabbana tzibur. Idomar, perhaps, royally achila chaylik, sheni royally achila ain't a chaylik. The only person that receives a shear in kachim is the person that could eat kachim. And if he cannot eat kachim during the day, then he is not entitled to a shear. Tashma, once again, we look to the same braisa, Kohen Gadol makrib oinein v'einoi oichol v'einoi chaylik lechol erev. Although the Kohen Gadol has been lifted, although he is technically royally avoided, even though he is an oinein, he does not eat, and therefore he does not receive a shear. Even though, when evening is going to come around, he already will be permitted to eat, because he will no longer be an oinein. So Shmamina, we see from here royally achil of the inan, and even though the Kohen Tamei is technically roy to be makrib a karbon tzibur, unless he is roy b'achila, he will not receive a share in the kachim. Zakta Gemara Shmamina, indeed, this is a good raya. Zakta Gemara Vaita, in the Mishnah we learned, Einen Nageya, the Einen Makrav. The Einen is permitted to touch the kachim, he can handle the kachim, but he cannot be makrav of the carbon. Zakta Gemara, but Einen Nageya, the Einen can touch the kachim? For a minute, I'll ask you a kasha. We learned in a braisa that both the Einen, O Mechusa Kippurim, and the Mechusa Kippurim, before they touch Kaidesh, they have to have tefillah, they have to immerse themselves in a mikvah. Amar Avami, Amar Av Yerchanan, Loikashi, this is no difficulty. Kam Bishatavo, Kam Bishalaitavo. In our Mishnah, where we learned that the Einin is permitted to handle the Kachim, we're referring to an Einin that immerses himself in the mikvah. Now Rashi explains that there is no problem over here of waiting for the sun to set, because the tefillah for the Einin does not need Her of Shemesh. B'yatzim, there should be no markum for tefillah to Einin at all. Einin isn't a kind of a tumma. It's just a mali yaseir that the Rabbanu were mesakein, that once he is an Einin and he is possible to do the Avaida, he must have tefillah before he can start doing the Avaida again. So the Meila, if he titled himself, then he can handle the kachet. If he did not title himself, he has to title himself first. Fek the Gemara, what do you mean he titled himself? V'chitavol may havi. How can tefillah help? A hadra leo aninus. Aninus is something that is based on a time. Throughout the first day, he is an einin, and in Nela, he is possible to do the avaida. How can tefillah help? If the time of aninus passed already, and you're telling me before he touches kachim again, he should tevil himself, I understand. But if we're talking about the day of his aninus, so he can go to the mikveh 1,000 times, he's still an einin, the day didn't pass yet. Now, even though the concept of tefillah for Einin is only midrabanan, still, that concept is going to remain regardless of how many times he titled himself as long as he's still an Einin. How do we know that? The Yomad Abba Barachona, Einin Shetaval, if an Einin goes to the mikveh, Aninasi Chizetasalav, if it's still the day of the death of his relative, then the Aninus is going to keep coming back regardless of how many times he is titled himself. And for the Gemara Lakasha, Hadi Asach Date, Hadi Loi Asach Date. Now here we have two possible interpretations of what the Gemara is saying now. Rashi learns as follows. Enachanami, we have to dismiss Rabbi Yochanan's teretz to answer the steer between the Mishnah and the Beraisa that Kambisha Tavel, Kambisha Loi Tavel. Because the Mishnah can't simply say that if you title yourself, then you can touch Kachim. How could tefillah help? If he's an Einin, he's an Einin. As many times as he's going to be tevil himself, the Aninus will keep coming back before the time is up. So we're left with a stira. How can our Mishnah say that the Einin can handle Kachim, and the Chagiyah we learn the Einin cannot? So the Gemara answers, Loi Kasha, Hadi Asachtate, Hadi Loi Asachtate. Now let's remember once again, that Midiuraisa, there really should be no reason that the Einin cannot handle Kachim. Elamat, being that he's not right to do the Avaita, being that he's not right to eat Kachim, we have reason to believe that he may have not been as guarded from Tumma as he usually would be. Therefore, the reason that our Mishnah is so much more lax and the Gemara Chagiga seems to be more stringent is Pashat. The Gemara Chagiga is referring to a Kayan that says he was Mesiach Das. He was taken not guarded against Tumma. In our Mishnah, where we learn that the Ayin is permitted to handle the Kachin, we're referring to a Kayan that says he was not Mesiach Das. The fact is, he was as guarded from Tumma as he usually is. That is how Rashi learns. From the Girsa in Taisus, and the way the Chaknasan explains Taisus, Shat in these words is as follows. We're still maintaining Rabbi Yochanan's text, as far as the steer between the Mishnah that says the Einin can touch the Kachim, and the Beraisa that says the Einin cannot handle the Kachim. The Teretz is Kam Bishat Taval, that's why he can. That's why he can't. Ay, how can Fila help? Rabbi Bar Avuna says, "Beferish einin shetaval ani nafich ezerzalav." We're still concerned that he may not be as guarded from tumah, and as long as he's an einin, he cannot touch the kachem. To this, the Gemara says, "Loi kasha." When do we say einin shetaval ani nafich ezerzalav dafka diyasech datik? If he was nesiach dat from guarding himself to tumah, then we say ani nafich ezerzalav. As many times as he will immerse himself in the mikveh, he still cannot touch the kachem. In our Mishnah, where we say, according to Rabbi Yochanan Seretz, that he immersed himself in the mikveh and he now he can touch kachem, this is referring to a case where he was not mesiach das, where after the tefillah he says, from this point on, I was definitely careful that I should not come in contact with any tum. Frech the Gemara, hesach das. If we're assuming that there was hesach das over here, then how can you just say that all he has to do is to tevel himself? If there was hezach hadas, now the gifts of the Shita Mekabasis is to put the word hazah in over here, hazah shlishi v'shviboi, then he has to have hazah from the parah aduma on the third and seventh day. If we're talking about real hezach hadas, tefillah would not be adequate. How do we know this? The yomad of yistoi b'rav Moshe Neumann of Yochanan, hezach hadas, if a kohen was mesiach das, and he was not guarding himself, it's possible that he came in contact with tumas mates, and so hazah shlishi v'shvi. And for the Gemara Lakashi, this is no difficulty. When do we say he needs hazah shlishi v'shvi? If he says he was mesiach das, he can't even say that he was guarded against tumas meis. When do we say tefillah is enough? This is where the kohen says, as far as tumas meis is concerned, I'm sure I did not come into contact with any tumas meis. Tumas sheretz, however, I was not careful with, and therefore he needs tefillah. Frech the Gemara, even tumas sheretz. Tumas sheretz, tumas mi'al yehud. This is not just a derabbanan, like a kind of a tumah. Tumas sheretz is not as severe as tumas meis, but it's a real bona fide tumah. And therefore, head of shemesh nami boy. How can the Gemara Chagiga say that all he has to do is to tevel himself, and then he's ready to eat kaidish? If indeed he was nasiach das, and it's possible that he touched a sheretz, then tefillah is not enough. You have to have tefillah and then wait for sunset, wait for head of shemesh. The oid, after the trumanani, frek the Gemara. In Chagiga, again, the lashon was that an oin and the mechusa kippurim, before they touch kachim, they have to tevel themselves. But if, as we're saying now, we're referring to a kind that was mesiach das and tumas sheretz, it's possible that he touched the sheretz, then it isn't even just before he touches kachim, then even before he touches truma, he should have to immerse himself in a mikveh. Amar Rav Yirmiyah and Achanani. The Gemara Chagiga that says that he has to tevel himself in order to touch kachim is referring to a very specific kind of a case. A case that Rashi says is a derech pshat, and we will not remain with this teretz, but the Gemara uses it for now. The oimer where the person says, Nishmarti midavar hamatmiyani, v'loi nishmarti midavar hapuslani. Tumah, in this case, is a reference to Tumas b'yirayis, so we would need have shemesh. From the times of tumah where he would need have shemesh, he says, I was guarded against those kinds of tumas. That's no concern. However, there are certain kinds of psulim, certain kinds of things that if someone touches that he doesn't become actually tameh, but he becomes pasul. For these things, he says he was mesiach das, he's not sure, and therefore he has to tevel himself, but tefillah is adequate. There is no need for have shemesh. So in order to understand now the Gemara and Chagiga once again, that says that the Oine needs tefillah just for Kaddish, not for Truma, we have to say that he's really splitting the hair. He's saying that I watched myself from all kinds of Tumas Diorises. I watched myself from things that would pass with Truma. And the Nela, if he wants to, he can touch Truma. And if he wants to, he can title himself, and being that we're sure he didn't touch any Tumas Diorises, he doesn't need to have Shemesh, and he can touch Kachim right away. So it's like a very specific kind of a case. And Taisa sort of explains the rationale. Being that the Oinin Lamais is Mutter in Truma, so he watched himself from things that would pass with Truma, but being that he was also in Kaidesh, he watched himself from Lamais the Duraisis, but from the Tsulim Midrabanan, that he did not watch himself, and that's why he needs tefillah before he can touch the Kaidesh. And Taisa goes on to try to find a case where there is such a thing, where there's the type of Truma that would pass with Kaidesh, but wouldn't pass with Truma. Taisa answers that if somebody eats a piece of bread that is a shlishi, that is a third step removed from the actual source of the tumah, in this case he would passel kodesh, but he wouldn't passel truma. Akopanim, the Gemara has a different problem. The Gemara says that we seem to be splitting the hair. We're talking about a psychological thing, Hesach Hadas. Was he guarded against Tumah or was he not guarded against Tumah? And he's saying that, in a way I did watch myself, in a way I didn't watch myself. I watched myself as far as the Madrega of Kodesh is concerned, but I didn't watch myself as far as the Madrega of Tumah is concerned. And in addition, he's saying, I watched myself as far as the Duraisas are concerned, but not from the Dirabanas. We're talking about Hesach Hadas, the lack of thinking about it. So it's difficult to say that he's so conscious of what he didn't think about. It's like the Gemara, Miyik and the Truth of Lepalga, can you split it in half like this? Can a person really say, I watched myself for specific things and for other things not? And so the Gemara, Enya, the Italian we learned in Ebraisa, Oideu HaSal HaShal, if the basket is still on his head, we turn out to Lamed Beis. Umagrita V'Soichai, and a special kind of a tool, a kind of an iron tool with a wide head, and it's used to separate dried figs. This was in the basket. Now the Yamar, this person says, Libi alasal, I had in my heart to watch the basket, that the basket should not become tummy. But I must tell you, the Ein Libi ala Magrifa, I did not have in mind to watch the Magrifa, that should not become tummy. So the Allah is indeed that Asal is Tahar, and the Amagrifa, the Magrifa is Tmeya. Frekhti Gemara, with the Tami Magrifa lasal. Once you're saying that the Magrifa is Tame, how can you possibly say that the basket is Tahar, but the tool is Tame? If the tool is Tame, that's going to be Matama the Sal. Answer the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Ain Kaili, Matama Kaili. One Kaili is not Matama another Kaili. Only an Avatum is Matama Kaili. But one Kaili will not be Matama another Kaili. Frek the Gemara, but the Tame Masha the Taichai. But the Magrifa should be Matama all the food that's in the basket. Food does become Tame. And for the Gemara Marava, we're talking about a situation where the person is very specific about what type of a tumah he was guarded against. The Yomer, he says, Shemartia, I was watching this. Midavar hanitama, Shemartia midavar hapoisla. Now the difference between something becoming tummy and something becoming pasul is very pashut. Pasul means it's the end of the line. If I say that a piece of food became pasul, that means the food is not considered pure, but if this food touches anything else, that something else is not affected at all. When I say something becomes tamei, tamei means it still has the ability to transfer the tumah to something else. So we know for a fact that even the magrifa, even the tool, did not contract the type of a tumah where it was tamei enough to be considered tamei, thus meaning it could transfer the tumah to the basket or to the food in the basket. Because from this he watched. He watched from anything that is serious enough to be matama something. He didn't watch the magrifa, however, from the type of tumah that would passel the magrifa. In other words, the kind of tumah that wouldn't be tummy enough to affect the magrifa so much that the magrifa itself could transfer the tumah, but it's possible that the magrifa itself became possible. And again, Taisvis tries to figure out the specifics of what he watched again and what he didn't watch again, but basically it's rather simple. As Rashi explains, he made sure that no avatumah touched this, because if an avatumah touched it, then the Magrifa would have had the power to continue the Tumah on. However, if lesser Madregas of Tumah would have touched the Magrifa, the Magrifa itself would be possible, but it wouldn't continue the Tumah. In addition, there are various Tumas that are Bona. Chazal goes on Mashka, on different things that have the ability to turn Kalim into a Tchila. So he was careful that the Magrifa did not touch anything that could possibly be Matama something else. He was not careful, however, that the Magrifa should not touch anything which would render the Magrifa itself possible. Now we must add that when we say the Magrifa is possible, that means it's possible as far as Chulin and Truma are concerned, but if it would touch Kodesh, it would be Matam of the Kodesh. But the point is, this person is truly splitting the hair, giving us very detailed specifics about what he watched over and what he didn't watch over and what kind of Tumas he was guarded against and whatnot. So we see that this could be done. The Mela, we want to use the same teretz bayas. Our Mishnah says the Yainain can touch the Kachem. The Gemara in Chagiga says the Yainain cannot. And we answer the difference is Hesach Hadas. Here there was Hesach Hadas. Here there wasn't Hesach Hadas. And although you're asking me that if there was Hesach Hadas, we would need a lot more than just Tefillah, the teretz is that there was a partial Hesach Hadas. There was no Hesach Hadas from the type of things that would require Hazor, no Hesach Hadas from the type of Tumah that would require Herav Shemesh, but there was Hesach Hadas from the type of Tumah that would require a regular Tefillah, and the Mela, the regular Tefillah is enough. So the Gemara Galgal Milsa, this entire issue kept on going from hand to hand until finally, Matoyla Kamei Derabi Adibar Mamel, Rabbi Adibar Mamel heard about the problem, And he said, why is it necessary to go into these daichik tirutzim? Amalei, he said to them, there's a simple solution to the contradiction. Leishmielus, do not hear. Ha di amare v'yoichan in the gear says, v'yoinus in amarav. Ha eichol shlishi shal truma. Somebody that eats a shlishi shal truma. In other words, truma itself, that is tamei shlishi. And surely if somebody eats chulun, which is shlishi, if a person was makbid and was watching, that his chulun should maintain the same standards of ta'ara that truma must have. So v'yoichol shlishi shal truma. Somebody eats a shlishi of truma. The halacha is aser lecha, but imuter liga. If somebody eats a meichel that is shlishi, his guf becomes a shlishi. Therefore, he cannot eat truma, but he's permitted to touch truma. Why did Chazal say he should not eat, but he's permitted to touch? Because the etzim is a shlishi, and as far as truma is concerned, shlishi is the last stop. There is no revi for truma. The more intensified the kedusha, the more sensitive it is to truma. For kachim, there's a revi. But for truma, shlishi is the last stop. But Chazal made gedarim. Chazal said, if you're a shlishi, don't eat truma, but you can touch truma. Alma say, you see, that the achila abad rabbanan maila, the negiya lo yabad rabbanan maila. Chazal sometimes split it, and they say that we'll allow you to touch it, we won't allow you to eat it. So the same is true for an einen. Chazal said, for an einen, you're allowed to touch it, but don't eat it. So our Mishnah that says that the einen can touch it, of course he can touch it, as long as he's not eating it. In Chagiga, where we learn that he first has to immerse himself in a mikveh, that's for eating. Eating has nothing to do with handling. In the Mishnah we learned the Eina Chaylag Lechol Yer, that the Einan and the Mechus HaKippurim are not permitted to receive their own shares for the evening. If they can't eat, they don't get their own shares. So it's Mashma Mitzlakid Leipalik. He doesn't receive his own share. However, what happens when the evening comes? The Chimizam Yilei and other Kehanim that receive their shares invite him to eat, Achol, he can eat. That's the implication of our Mishnah. In fact, I'll ask you a kasha. We learned Einain, that the Einain Taival, he Taival himself, the Eichel has Pizchay Li'erf, and he can eat the Karban Pesach in the evening. This is a Mishnah in the Sechus Pesachim. Rashi says we are not Gairus Mechusa Kippurim over here, because Mechusa Kippurim has nothing to do with the evening. He just brings his Kapara, brings his Karban, and then he can eat. The Lashon is maybe Kapirasei, the Taival the Eichel Bekacha. But we're referring to the Einain. The Mishnah in Pesachim tells us that as far as the Einain is concerned, if he was an Einain and heir of Pesach, he has to tovel himself, because an einan needs to feel, as we saw before, and then he can eat his carbon pasach. Aval loy the kachin, dafka the carbon pasach. He cannot eat, however, any other kachin at night. And this is the evening after his aninus. And the Gemara in Sachem explains why. Because the aninus of the night, the aninus that comes in the evening after the day of aninus, is only derabana. Aninus derais is only for a single day, as we learn from the pasuk, v'yachrisa kayoim mar. Now, being that there's a shayla over here of eating the Karban Pesach, and if one does not fulfill his obligation with the Karban Pesach, he is chayiv karts. Therefore, when it comes to stam eating kachim, Chazal said, we're not going to let you eat kachim. You're an einin midrabanan, even in the evening, therefore you can't eat. When it comes, however, to an isur karis, Chazal said, you can eat the Karban Pesach at night, being that midiraisa is no longer an einin. Al kopanim, what do we see from this Mishnah in Sachem? That the only thing he can eat at night is the Karban Pesach. However, not other kachim. And the implication of our mission over here in the Sechtes Vachim is that the Einin does not receive his share for the evening. But if the other Kehanim are willing to give him from their share, then he can eat. So it's a steer. And for the Gemara like Kashi, it's not a steer at all. Kam be Pesach, kam be Shayim Eisashat. In our mission, where it says the Einin should not receive his share for the evening, even though in the evening he should theoretically be permitted to eat. And the implication is that he doesn't receive a share. But if the other Kehanim invite him, he can eat along with them. This is talking about Leil Pesach. Being, as we just explained, Chazal removed the Aninus Drabana in order for the Kayan to be able to eat the Karban Pesach, so Migri that eats the Karban Pesach can eat the other Kachim as well. So once again, Kan in our Mishnah with the Mashmoah says that he can eat other Kachim, it's just that he doesn't get his own share, the Pesach. This is talking about Pesach night. And Kan, in Sachem where we say that the only thing he eats is the Karban Pesach, but not other Kachim, the Shayim Eisashan, during the rest of the year. Here Chazal said, even though the Aninus at night is only Midrabanan, Hamidah Dereyim B'makam Tayyim, they said, you cannot eat Kach. And the Gemara explains, Pesach, the night of Pesach, I did the Achol Pesach, being that he's going to eat the Karban Pesach, because Chazal did not want their Aninus Midrabanan to stand in the way of the Chi of Karis, which would be the Yonish for not fulfilling the obligation of the Karban Pesach. So once he's going to eat the Karban Pesach anyhow, achol nami kach. However, b'shan, you may say, shan during the rest of the year, the loy chazi, being that he's not roy to eat, because midrabbanan he's still considered an oine, so loy chazi, there are no exceptions. But the Gemara still wants to understand, how do we simply interpret the words of the Mishnah in Sachem? Now the Lashon of the Mishnah in Sachem is once again, oinein toivel, v'yoichol es tizchoy li'eref, he eats his Karban Pesach in the evening, avoloi b'kach. Now we are saying now, that Leil Pesach, he can eat the Karban Pesach and the other kach. During the rest of the year, he can't eat anything. So how do we touch on the words of the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah mean that he eats Pesach but not kacha? Frech the Gemara, may have a loy b'kacha. According to what you're saying, when he eats the Pesach, he can eat kacha. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah means that Leil Pesach he eats everything, avoloi b'kachim shal kol hashana, but during the rest of the year, where we weren't matter for him to eat any special karbet, there definitely is no chi of karbet for the lack of eating kachim, and Melech Chazal say that if he's an oinen, even an oinen midrabanan, hamidah devrayim b'makim tayra, and he is not permitted to eat kachim. Ravasi and Ravasi says, like Asher, there is a different reason, that there is no contradiction between our Mishnah, where the implication is that the Einan just does not get his own share, but he may eat with the other Kayanim, and the Mishnah in Sachem that states that it's only the Karban Pesach that the Einan eats in the evening, but not other Kachim. Once again, Ravasi Amar Loikasha. Ravasi says that both our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Sachem is referring to Leil Pesach. Still, there's no stira. Kan shemesli mes be'aba asa, v'kavre be'aba asa. The Mishnah in Sachem that says he can only eat the Karban Pesach, but not other kachim, is referring to a case where the person died yudalad on Erev Pesach, and that was also the day of the kfura. Therefore, the only thing he is permitted to eat at night is the Karban Pesach, but not other kachim, because aninus laila is in the rabbanan. Kan mashenke, the Mishnah over here that says he can eat any kachim at night, it's just that he doesn't get his own share. Kan shemesli mes b'shloisha asa. What happened over here is, his relative actually died the day before. So this person was really an oinen midiraisa 13 days in the month of Nisan, Erev Pesach. However, the kavre barba asa, they only buried his relative on the 14th day. Now midrabanan, the aninus lasts until the kfura. However, yoin kfura loy tafas leilay midrabanan. In other words, being that yudalit is not the day that his relative died, the whole day is midrabanan. And the night after yudalit isn't even a midrabanan. That's what our mission is referring to. Memela, a shir in kachim he does not get, because they were giving out the shears during the day, and then he was still not roi, he was still an oinein midrabanan. However, at night, being that he is no longer an oinein, even midrabanan, should the other kehanim wish to share their kachim with him, that is permitted. So l'maisa, there's a very big nafkamina between the two tirutim. Once again, the kasha was, in our Mishnah, it's mashma, the oinen can eat, he just doesn't get a shear. In Sachem, it says, all he can eat is the Karban Pesach, but other kachim he cannot eat, even in the evening. One teretz was, our Mishnah is referring to Leil Pesach. Migu, that he can eat the Karban Pesach, because over here Chazal said, we're not going to let our aninus, which is midrabanan at night, to stand in the way of the chi of karts. Migu, he eats the Karban Pesach, he eats shah kachim. And the Mishnah in Sachem is referring to the other nights of the year, there's no migu over there. Mela, he doesn't eat any kachim. Ravasi's teretz is, in our Mishnah, we're talking about where the very day of Erev Pesach is a Dirabana, because the Mace actually died the day before. The Mace was only buried in Erev Pesach. The Mela, Erev Pesach at night, he is no longer an Oin Eden Midrabana. Mashenki, in the Mishnah in Sachem, that says he can't eat Kachim, is referring to a case where the relative died on Erev Pesach itself. So according to the Vasi, when the Mace dies on Erev Pesach itself, the Mishnah says, the only thing he can eat is the Karban Pesach, but not Shah Kacha. According to the Vasi, we don't have the Migui. That Migui, he eats the Pesach, he eats Shah Kacha. Because that's not part of his test. Memela, it would seem that according to the Vasi, indeed, should the relative die on Erev Pesach that night, all he eats is the Karban Pesach, but not Shah Kacha. The Turi Eben Mesachlus Chagiga asks, that the Kiveiga points it out over here in the Gilyon HaShas. And there's a Gemara in Masechet Chagiga that deals with certain shailas about Tumah and Tahara. And in regard to a certain kind of a Tumah, the Gemara says, if we consider it Tahar for Kodesh, we'll surely consider it Tahar for Truma. whatever the reason may be, without going into it now, there was a reason the Gemara wanted to say that it's tari for Kaddish. But once you say it's tari ready for Kaddish, you can't say that it's tami for Truma. If it's tari, it's tari. If it's Kaddish, it's Kaddish. So it's difficult to say over here that the Devasi is indeed learning that even on the night of Pesach, you can eat the Karban Pesach. The onion can eat the Karban Pesach. However, you cannot eat Shar Kachin. It just seems too ironic. You see that the Mahalach is Mimanashach. You want to say that he's Tameh, you want to say he's an Ein and he's possible, even though it's Midrabanan, fine. But then it's possible for everything. Once you say that he can eat Kachim, to say that he can eat the Karban Pesach, but he can eat other Kachim, it seems to be Saisha of the Gemara and Chagiga that says that if it's Tar for Kaidish, it's surely Tar for Truma. However, the Tari Evin goes on to say that Lamaisav is a big Naftamin. In Chagiga, they were discussing the establishment of the status. We have a situation. Is it Tameh or is it Tar? If you're determining on the basis of Chazakah, on the basis of whatever mechanics you want to use, that it's Tahar, you can't say that it's Tahar for Kaidesh and Tameh for Truma. It's either Tahar or it's Tameh. If for whatever reason you have, you want to determine that it's Tahar for Kaidesh, then Truma has to go along with it. Now, Shankin over here, we're not dealing with Tumah or Tahara. We're talking about the Oinein, who is an Oinein even at night, Midrabana. Now, Chazal aren't determining the status. Chazal are establishing the status. Chazal are the ones that are saying this person will remain an Oinein for whatever reason. The Mele here, Chazal can say that we're making the person an Oinein as far as eating other Kachim are concerned, and we're not going to make him an Oinein as far as eating the Karban Pesach is concerned. Here we're talking about a problem that was created by Chazal. The Mele, they can apply it to where they see best. Saifko Saif, however, one thing we see clear from the Mishnah and Sach, that the Aninus in the evening is only Midrabanan. That is the reason we say that the Karban Pesach he can eat because Chazal were not Mamadevrein b'makom karts. Frek the Gemara, man Tana, who is the Tana that says Aninus Laila Midrabanan? That the Aninus at night, and this is the night after the day that his relative died, who says that that is only Midrabanan? Frek the Gemara, Reb Shimoni, it's Reb Shimon. The Tanya for we learned in a Brice. Aninus Laila, the Aninus of the night, Midivrei Torah is Midivrei Torah. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And Rabbi Yehuda will learn it later on from what happened with Aaron Ibanov. We'll see that in the Gemara further on, B'ez Hashem. So it's definitely not Rabbi Yehuda who says Aninus Laila is Midrabanan. Shimon Amib, Shimon says, Oinein Eina Midivrei Torah, Ela Midivrei Seifrim. The Aninus of night is not Midiurais at all, it's only Midivrei Seifrim, Teida, V'horaya. Sherry Amru, for we say, Oinein Toivil, he is Toivil himself, the Eichel is Pischel Yerev, and eats the Karban Pesach. Avalei the Kachim, but he can't eat other Kachim. In fact, the Gemara of the Sabbat of Shimon is of Shimon of the opinion that Aninus Laila is only Midrabana. The Itanya we learned in the Brice that of Shimon, I mean, of Shimon says, Oinein Eine Mishalech Karban Oisav. We have here a member of Reb Shimon who says the Oinein cannot send any Karbats. My laugh is that a fill of the Pesach. This means even the Karban Pesach. So we see, obviously, he holds that the Aninus at night is a diuraisizik Aninus. Sakta Gemara, Loinein Levani Pesach. He can't send any of the other Kabbanas with the exception of the Karban Pesach. Sakta Gemara, but we see that Reb Shimon refuses the Aninus even the right to bring the Karban Pesach at night. How do we know this? Because the Itani, we learn in a Braise, that Reb Shimon, I mean, Reb Shimon says, Shlamim, from the word Shlamim, we learn, Kishu Shali Meidi, Veinu Meidi, Kishu Aine. The very essence of the Karban Shlama means whole, in peace. So when he's taka in peace, when he's a shalem, then maybe, then he brings a Karban Shlama. However, the einay maybe, kishu einay, when he's an einay, he does not bring a Karban Shlama. So that just teaches me about the Karban Shlama. Menayin l'rabbi is a taita, that he cannot bring a Karban taita as well. Marvani is a taita, shekein echeles besimcha kishlama. When a person is oiler egel, he can be yaitse his chayiv of simcha with a Karban taita. The pasuk says, "V'zavachta shlomim v'yichalta sham v'samachta," and a taida is also referred to as the karban shlomim. So I know now that the oinin cannot bring the karban shlomim and the karban taida. The nayin l'rabbis is ha'oila, but the oinin should not bring the karban oila. Marvani is ha'oila shekein ba b'neder or b'nedava kishlomim. If we know that he can't bring a karban shlomim, and a karban shlomim is the type of a karban that comes b'neder b'nedava, then the oila, which also comes b'neder b'nedava, can as well not be brought by an oine. Neder means when a person says, I'm a kabbal upon myself to bring a carbon. And a dove means when a person says, I'm a kabbal to bring this carbon, pointing out an animal. But the point is a person can bring it voluntarily whenever he wants. Same is true for both Ashlam and Aila. And mainly we compare the Alachs. How do we know the Yoinin cannot bring the Karban Pachar, Maaser Behem, and the Karban Pesach? And for the Gemara, Marbani Pachar, Maaser Pesach, Shekain, Einan Boin Al Chait. Just like the Karban Shlom has no Shaychas to a Chait, it isn't a Kapara for anything, it's a whole different kind of a concept. Pachari Maaser Pesach is the same thing, it has no Shaychas to Chait, per se. The Meila, it should also have the same Alacha that the Yoinin cannot bring it. How do we know that the Oinin cannot bring a Karban Chatas or a Karban Asha? Talmud Lama, the Pasuk says, Zevach. There is a Pasuk in Zevach Shlomim Karbanai. And in regard to the Chatas Yashim, the Pasuk also says Zevach. So just like the Karban Shlomim cannot be bought by an Oinin, the same is true for the Chatas and the Karban Asha. Menayin L'Rabbis who Oifites. Karbanais that are birds, the Amenachis, the Karban Mincha, the Ayayin, wine, the Uaitzin. Rashi explains, person that was menandez, Eitzim would bring along a carbon with it. The Alvain and also the incense. How do we know the Oinin shouldn't bring any of these? Talmud Lima, the Pasuk says, Shlamim Karbonai. Kol Karbonis, who may be all Karbonis in any form, in any Madraka whatsoever, he only brings Kishu Shalim when he is a Shalim. And the gifts of the Shita Megabetz over here is as follows. Kishu Shalim, who may be, that's when he brings it. The Eino may be Kishu Oinin. Our problem, however, is Katanim Yu Pesach. Along the things over here, along the list of karbanis that Shimon gives of the Yoinin should not bring, is the Karban Pesach. Now, if an Enos Laila is only Midrabanan, then why should the Yoinin not bring a Karban Pesach? We just said before that if it would only be Drabanan, Chazal would not be Mamed Divrayan B'makim Karis. For not bringing a Karban Pesach is a Chiv Karis. And if Shimon says that the Yoinin should not bring a Karban Pesach, it must mean that he is of the opinion that an Enos Laila is Midiyuraisa. Now Rashi explains the fact that Shimon is dashening Tzukim, the path of the Yoinin from bringing any of the other Kabbanis at night, is not a Raya that an Enos Laila is Midiyuraisa, because it's possible that the Etzim concept of an Enos Laila is Midirabana, and these Tzukim are just Hismachtas. But if Shimon's refusal to allow the Yoinin to bring a Karban Pesach, when not bringing a Karban Pesach as a Chiyuv Karis, is surely a Raya that he is of the opinion an Enos Laila is Midiyuraisa. See what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Chisda, Pesach kedei nizbei and achanami. Pesach did not belong here. It should have read Bchari Maisa and skipping the Karban Pesach, because Rav Shimon indeed did not include Karban Pesach in these drashes where he learns the Yoinin cannot be makiv karbanos. Now Tosfos has a kash. We're saying now that Rav Shimon allows the shechit of the Karban Pesach and he can eat the Karban Pesach at night because an Enos Laila is only a midrabana. But you have to shech the Karban Pesach and bizayik the dam during the day. Now, during the day, his aninus is vabi midiyuraisa. So never mind the fact that aninus laila is midrabana, and that technically he could eat the kachem at night because he's no longer an oinin midiyuraisa. How could it be makar of the karbanas during the day? The implication of all of these drashes in regard to the chatas v'yashim, for instance, is that the oinin cannot be makar of karbanas while he is an oinin. So if he's going to eat the Karban Pesach at night, that means he has to be makabit during the day, and during the day he's an oinim midiyuraisa. Perhaps you may say, that maybe there's a real bona fide laugh for an oinim to be makabit carbon. But to be makabit carbon Pesach is an asay, and asay deichalaisa. So Tosfos Vadi, the Gemara, is not assuming that lamdas. Because if we're working here with asay deichalaisa, then there's no raya that aninus laila is midrabanan. Maybe the Shimon is of the opinion that even aninus laila is midiyuraisa. The reason he says he can still eat the Karban Pesach is because I say, Dechalaisa say. The Mele Tosfos says, as Rashi points out, that the Etzim, these Tzukim aren't real drashas. They're just a smachtas. And therefore, we don't really have a solid Yisoid Midiraisa, according to the Pshimen, that you can't be Mak of a Karban while he's an Einan. Now, we mentioned previously, in regard to Karbonis Tzibur, that if the Tzibur is Tamei, we are Mak of the Karbonis, but they may not be eaten. Now, the exception is the Karban Pesach. As far as the Karban Pesach is concerned as well, with Rav Tzibur or all of the Tzibur, depending on the Shitas, Artame, we are Mak of the Karban Pesach, but the Karban Pesach is eaten, even though the people are Tame. Reason being, explains Tosfos, the Karban Pesach is different than the other Karbanis in the sense that the Ikar of the Karban Pesach is the Achila. The Nela, once you say that the Ikar of the Karban Pesach is the Achila, not the Akrava, it's Shaykh that even though there is an Isser during the day to be Mak of Karbanis for an Einay, But as far as the Karban Pesach is concerned, I look at the Achila, and if the Achila is going to be at night, in the evening, which is a Zman Heter, because he's no longer an Oinen, in the Diuraisa, the Mela, it's Shayach that you could be Mark of the Karbanis even during the day. Zakti Yomaravai, did Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Sheshes says, and this again is in response to the Kasha, how can you say Rav Shimon says, Aninus Lailas Midrabanan? Here we see from these Drashais that he throws in the Karban Pesach and says, the Oinen can't be Mark of the Karban Pesach. Now surely if it was only Midrabanan, then Rav Shimon would not stop him from being Mark of the Karban Pesach. Zakti Yomar, Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Sheshes says, my Pesach, you know what Pesach means? It doesn't mean the Karban Pesach. That surely you can be Makar, because Aninus Lailas is only Midrabanan, and this is a mitzvah of faith. Rather, Rav Shimon is referring to the Shalmei Pesach, the Karban Chagiga that comes along with the Pesach when the Chabur is Merubah, when there are many people. They are Makar, the Karban Chagiga, along with the Karban Shlamim. And this is what Rav Shimon means when he says the Pesach cannot be brought by the Oinim. So that's Mamash a Karban Shlamim. And he already said that the Oinim can't bring a Karban Shlamim. And for the Gemara now, he lists two kinds of Shlamim. Tana Shlam Mabon Machmas Pesach, which is the Chagiga that comes along with it. The Tana Shlam Mabon Machmas Asman, and the other Shlam is the separate Shlam that has nothing to do with Pesach. Why does he have to tell me both? The Eli Tana Shlam Mabon Machmas Pesach, if he would not list the Karban Chagiga, which comes with the Pesach by itself, but this the Yoinen cannot bring, Sal Kadai Techamina, I would have thought, Hoyli Machmas Pesach Asi, being that the Chagiga is part of the Pesach process. Kegufei de Pesach dami, and the same way he can bring the Karban Pesach, perhaps he can bring the Karban Chagiga. Therefore, Kamash Malan, that all Shlamims are eliminated for the Oinim, including the Karban Chagiga, which comes with the Pesach. But when Rav Shimon says over here he can't bring the Pesach, he does not mean the real Karban Pesach, because being that his opinion is that Aninus Lailas Midrabanan, the Midrabanan would never stand in the way of the Chi of Karts,